This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Part 1. Introduction. Islam is an exceptional product that needs a skilled and a qualified salesperson that knows his commodity and conveys it wisely and with pleasant teaching. The West is a fertile field for the work of inviting non-Muslims to Islam, da'wah. Many Westerners concern themselves with material items, thus cravings for whims and desires. However, they will suffer from spiritual emptiness and an inner vacuum that they can only fulfill through spiritual nourishment, and this nourishment is perfected in Islam. Despite the excellent commodity and the great demand, the harvest of the work of calling to Islam, da'wah, is still unsatisfactory. The call to Islam, da'wah, faces two vital and linked obstacles in the West. These obstacles are as follows: a deficiency of knowledge. The callers, du'at, in the parts of monotheism, tawheed, that deal with the knowledge and perception of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, actions associated with the lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his names and attributes. Unfortunately, many Muslims in the West don't realize that they live in a predominantly Judeo-Christian, Ahl al-Kitab community, who already believe in God. However, they distorted the concept of God. Outreach to the Jewish and Christian communities must begin from the foundation of their cultivated passion for knowing our Lord. Callers to Islam, du'at, must feed this passion with authentic knowledge of our Lord from revelation. Inviting to know the oneness of our Lord comes before inviting to the actions and symbols of Islam. The following narration, hadith, confirms the above. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu reported that Mu'adh radiallahu anhu said, "The Messenger of Allah sent me to Yemen and said, 'You are going to some of the people of the book. Call them to bear witness that none has the right to be worshipped but Allah, and that I am the Messenger of Allah. If they accept that, then teach them that Allah has enjoined on them 5 prayers to be offered each day and night. If they accept that, then teach them that Allah has enjoined on them charity, zakah, to be taken from their rich and given to their poor. If they accept that, then beware of taking the best of their wealth, and protect yourself from the supplication of the one who has been wronged, for there is no barrier between it and Allah.'" Many Muslims are deficient in calling to Allah, da'wah, because they lack knowledge about Him, or they have an incorrect understanding of His names, attributes, and actions of lordship. This is the objective behind our first book of the Right Belief series, Know Your Lord. Poor conduct is another obstacle that stands in the way of a fruitful call to Islam, da'wah. Muslims must invite while conducting themselves with good character in all aspects of their lives. The excellence of good character is a vital component of the work of calling others to Islam. A sign of possessing the correct knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and excelling in performing the rituals of Islam is to have an exceptional character. Knowledge and character are linked together. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu is reported to have said, "Acquire knowledge and teach people, learn with it, dignity, tranquility, and humility for those who teach you, and humility for those you teach." Sadly, we may frequently hear a Muslim say, I would rather deal with Christians or Jews, but not Muslims, because of their bad character. Of course, it is wrong to say that about Muslims, despite the lawfulness of dealing with non-Muslims in general. This statement shows two essential facts. 1. Good character radiates one's faith, iman, before its content testifies to truth or falsehood. Hence, regardless of the caller's contents of faith, iman, his good or bad character will radiate and degrade his faith, iman, respectively. Such is the case with many Christians and Jews in the West, who build their faith on translated second-person testimonials, and thousands of conflicting manuscripts full of errors and contradictions. 2. Bad character defames one's faith, iman. Even if one holds the correct belief system, aqidah, many Muslims do not realize that their first tool of calling others to Islam should be the excellence of character, which presents before the content of orthopraxy. The story of Abu Dharr al-Ghifari, radiallahu anhu, one of the first 10 people to accept Islam, is a testimony to the prominence of good character. Abu Dharr, radiallahu anhu, was distressed by the custom of idol worshipping that proliferated at the time in Arabia. He was one of those who abandoned idolatry to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following the way of the patriarch and Prophet Ibrahim, Abraham alayhi salam. When the news reached Abu Dharr that a man in Mecca claimed prophethood, he immediately sent his brothers Unais radiallahu anhu to Mecca to investigate. Unais radiallahu anhu spent days in Mecca carefully examining the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's behavior and social interactions. He returned to his brother Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu and reported, "I have seen him exhorting people to virtues, and his speech was not like poetry." Notice that the first attraction the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had was his excellent character. His speech was substantial and commanded virtues rather than indulgences like poetry and gossip. This is what non-Muslims should see in a practicing Muslim, and it will become the magnet that attracts them to Islam. For the above reason and many other reasons, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam to teach His followers the excellence of good character. Allah said, "It is He who has sent among the unlettered a messenger from themselves, reciting to them His verses, ayat, and purifying them, and teaching them the book and wisdom, although they were before in clear error." Surah Al-Jum'ah, verse 2. Furthermore, the above verse, ayah, reveals one of the favors Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed on the believers, stating that He has sent them His messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to teach them the Quran and to purify them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once declared, "I was sent to perfect good character." This statement clarifies that one of the reasons behind the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mission was to elevate and perfect the moral character of the individual and society at large.